In this bulletin, New South Wales records more than 30 new coronavirus cases. The Queensland government is in talks with the Commonwealth about a Brisbane quarantine facility. And in sport, Australian cyclist Ben O'Connor blitzes the Tour de France in Stage 9, winning the Mount Top finish in the Alps. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded 35 new COVID-19 cases. However, 24 of those were in isolation for the entire infectious period. Greater Sydney remains under lockdown orders. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she is concerned some members of the public are ignoring coronavirus restrictions.
I want to thank the vast majority of our citizens who've done absolutely the right thing. But unfortunately, having a party when you're not supposed to have a party is not doing the right thing. Some of the cases today are a result of issues or result of incidents where people have done the wrong thing.
Ms. Berejiklian says the next few days will be critical in deciding whether the lockdown is extended beyond Friday. A further two residents have tested positive to COVID-19 at the Summit Care Aged Care Home in Balcombe Hills in Sydney's northwest. It brings the total number in the outbreak to 5. Two nurses at the centre have also tested positive. While 96% of residents are vaccinated, only one-third of staff at the centre have received their vaccines. Meanwhile, a student at Rose Bay Public School in Sydney's East has tested positive to COVID-19, with the Education Department advising that all staff and students self-isolate until further advice is received. Queensland has recorded 4 new local COVID-19 cases and 3 additional cases in hotel quarantine. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the cases are all linked and are the Alpha variant, not the more contagious Delta variant.
So there are 4 new cases today, all closely linked, and we can work through all those, and we'll be putting out any additional venues following discussion with those people. So that means this cluster of the Alpha variant is all coming together and we're finding out where all the issues are.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says over 139,000 people have registered for their Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. However, they may need to wait until October. And Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the government will progress with planning on the Commonwealth proposed quarantine facility next to Brisbane Airport. Mr. Miles says the state government has been working on alternatives since September.
And that work is now more urgent than ever because of the Delta strain. I understand the officers from the Commonwealth and state government are meeting again at 11 today. There is a lot of work to be done, but we will work with them as quickly as possible. In the meantime, I just underline that we have a detailed plan available for WorldCamp and we'd like to see progress on both facilities.
To overseas news now, Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears tropical storm Elsa could cause heavy flooding after storms on several Caribbean islands killed at least 3 people. The Cuban government opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm could also impact Florida in the United States, where Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where a high-rise apartment building collapsed last week. In cycling, Australian Ben O'Connor has taken the biggest win of his professional career, winning Stage 9 of the Tour de France.
Just to be here in the first place is already the first dream, and to achieve this today is, it's mind-blowing.
The 25-year-old moved to second overall in the general classification after eventually finishing the grueling 145-kilometre stage in the Northern Alps more than 5 minutes ahead of Italian Mattia Cattaneo. The West Australian of the AG2R Citroen team is 2 minutes and 1 second behind defending champion Tadej Pogacar. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers 17. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, 13 degrees. Hobart, much the same and 11. Canberra, cloud clearing and 12. Wollongong, sunny, 18. Sydney, similar conditions and 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 17. Brisbane, sunny as well, 20. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 30 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.